Yudalet Iyar, Sunday the 3rd of May, Rabbi Yossi David, scooters and bicycles on Shabbos. Scooters and bicycles on Shabbat. What you looking for?
We've been out.
Okay.
What do you want to stand there? Gone up in life. First, let me take this opportunity to wish Dudi Mazel Tov for the last Simcha. You don't know how hard he works to get the speaker, I know. Baruch Hashem, a few years ago when he started it, it looked like when they started this whole program, no one knew it's going to last so long. And Baruch Hashem, it's something which is emes, it's going to kill. So, Mazel Tov, yeah? Now, it's Pesach Sheni today, so I thought, the way here I realized it's Pesach Sheni, and therefore we ought to be discussing something relevant to Pesach Sheni. Apparently the Mishnah Berurah is not bought not to say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. I don't know if you noticed that, yeah? But yeah. I don't know what the minhag in the shul is. To say Tachanun, not to say Tachanun. Don't say
Tachanun.
Safek Tachanun Lekula. Oh, so some don't say a mincha beforehand. They don't say tzitzkoscha because every day. The idea is the argument which you're having now is an argument between two achronim. The argument you're going through now. It's an argument amongst achronim. What's the reason why you don't say tachron on the day before? The day before. Some say on Tu Bishvat. You do say Tachron or Mincha before. There's an argument, what's the reason why we don't say Tachron or Mincha before in a day? If there is the reason because there's an hour of Yom Tov, so therefore it's not a Yom Tov, similar to Tu Bishvat, Pesach Sheni, it's not a Yom Tov, so therefore you ought to say Tachron or Mincha before. But some say the reason is to remind people there's a special day coming tomorrow. There's a significant day coming. Either it's Tu Bishvat and you have to know about Maisras, and either you have to know about Pesach Sheni, for those people who couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. But the big pele is, where is the source of not saying Tachanun on Pesach Sheni at all? Yeah, it's a big pele. Because really, the Yom Tov, they used to eat, well, no Yom Tov, they used to eat it at night, the Korban Pesach. So maybe it's based on the Tosfos and Psochim, Tosfos says the day you bo makriv korbanos, then it becomes like a Yom Tov. So therefore, so what? So it's only if the Baal HaBris is in the minyan. Yeah, I guess we all may mace him today. I don't know what happened, Mashiach would come today, we do Pesach Sheni, probably not. Yeah, it's a great discussion. But perhaps that's the reason that on Yudalid, that you are makir the korbanos for Pesach Sheni, so therefore we ought not to say Tachnun, to mark it as a special day, even though it's not a Yom Tov. Yeah?
It's a mini Yom Tov.
Mini Yom Tov. Say that. Mini Yom Tov. Yeah.
In the afternoon.
Okay.
In the morning we do.
Makes sense, because it's near the evening, because of
the
evening. Very good. So let's continue on this idea of Pesach Sheni. There's an interesting Yavit, yeah? By the way, there's some implication. I saw one of the poiskim, one of the great poiskim, who wants to hold a kuntu asfadim, who say, Mezoinus of Matzahs, they should only say Amoitzi of Matzahs until Pesach Sheni. Because the Yavit says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu fix Pesach Sheni on Yudalid Iyar? He says that's when a day before the man started coming from Shamayim. So therefore, the matzahs had a good use until Yudalid Iyar. So therefore, they still got the Kedusha of Pesach until Yudalid Iyar. So the Yavit says that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kivya Pesach Sheni. Yeah? But we have to know it's a special day. The Mefarshim write, it's one of the few mitzvahs which we managed to bring down by demanding from Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out on a mitzvah? They actually demanded from Moshe Rabbeinu, they wanted to bring the Korban Pesach. So the mitzvah which comes down out of our demand, there's a great significance to that. So therefore, maybe that's a reason to say Tachnun. Such a special mitzvah came on Pesach Sheni, they were given an opportunity, and we brought it down through our demand. We want to be closer to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give us a mitzvah, we don't want to lose out on it. And it's a great thing. It's a Parshat Kedoshim, is what Kedoshim Tiyu. So Rashi writes, Daber Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Why Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael? Rashi says, here he was makil, he congregated everyone. So it seems to be Sarov Guf Etere Tluim. So the Darke Musa, who was a student of the Chofetz Chaim, or Naiman, he was a yeshiva of Yisrael for a while, and he was a great Talmid of the Chofetz Chaim, and he writes, what's so special about the mitzvah of Kedoshim? It's, we have to understand it, that Kedoshim, not like the Umas HaElam think, that in order to be holy, you have to be a Porush from this world. Yeah? In order to be Kedoshim, you can be, in this world, you can also, every single person, no matter what level he is, currently, every single Yid has got the power of becoming an Ish Kodesh. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu congregated all the Jewish people when it came to Parshas Kedoshim. So teaching Kedusha, it's down to each individual, no matter what standards they are, they can become the holiest of people. And that's an information which Moshe Rabbeinu gave us in Parshas Kedoshim by telling us that. He says every mitzvah which we do, even mitzvah de Rabbanon, what bracha do we make? Asher Kiddushonu, mitzvah of Asher Kiddushonu, ben mitzvah yisuv etzivonu. Through every mitzvah we become Kodesh, we become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every mitzvah which we get really draws us close to Hashem, makes us more Kedoshim, more special to keep observing the mitzvahs. So even in this world we can come close to Kodesh to levels which are very high level, no matter who we are. Now, going back to the topic which I wanted to discuss is riding scooters on Shabbos. You should know, with all the technology today, our Shabbos is becoming a bit dodgy, what they call. Yeah, we are running on a narrow margin. And I must relate to this, yeah? Maybe this requires a shir in its own. I'm not asking for a position, yeah? But this whole idea which has gone around now, that this kosher switch, and the idea of avoiding... You should know that not going into the science how it works, yeah? But there's a great pele how Rabbonim having come up with this. Now that it's really come to Maisa, many Rabbonim originally backed it, thinking that it's only for use of hospitals and all that. Rav Neuvenzel, for instance, backed out of it quite harshly.
What?
Kosher switch. I'm not going into this stuff. I'll explain you basically works on the union of the opposite system. Instead of you turning on something, you're taking away a blockage. There's a message being sent to the switch to be gone every few seconds. And there's something blocking it, and you take away that blockage. And they've worked out, they learned their laws properly to work out that it shouldn't be your direct action, it should be an indirect and all that. But you should know that Rambam says that we've got a super indirect action. If I tell a goy to do something, is anything more indirect than that? I'm not having any action whatsoever. I'm not doing any movement. No involvement with the actual chevet which is functioning now. But I go and tell a goy to do it for me, says the Rambam, Chazal vo'oise amir aleakum on Shabbos. Why did Chazal ask amir aleakum on Shabbos? Because it'll become lachol and tomorrow the goy won't be here, you'll do it yourself. So that means even an action which is totally indirect, you have no connection to it, you make it happen on Shabbos, even before Shabbos, Rambam says. Let's not go into Moshe Feinstein's tshuva against time switches on Shabbos, yeah? But I'm saying this is worse. After Moshe heard about this invention, that on Shabbos you will be able to operate something through a switch, this is definitely kolul and included in the gzira of Amir al-Akum. You can't have things being done for you on Shabbos. Tomorrow you won't have the kosher switch, says the Rambam. You come and do it yourself. No worse than Amir Lakum. You won't have the goy, you'll do it yourself.
Check online, you'll see.
Anyway, what?
How does it exactly work?
It works. So there is a message being given to the circuit. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. And there's something blocking it. And you, by turning it on, you take that blockage away. And even that, they went and they said, you know what, every few seconds there'll be a time where it won't give that message. They've gone away from all the... Just switch a regular switch. It looks a bit different, the switch. That's all. It looks a bit different. Well, if it'll be mutter, the switch won't be mukta. Mukta is only outcome of not be mutter.
No, that's what you can do. You switch on your light with a Shabbos clock. And when it's off, you can switch it.
That's what the advice says is mukta. That damn vice is a mukta. That's because normally if you switch on and off and the time switches on, it'd be also the rest of it's mukta. Yeah. But here, if it'd be mukta to switch it on Shabbos, then even the vice will agree it's a mukta. The whole Issa take care of the Issa of Boine, the whole Issa. The whole.
What we call the Shabbos switch.
No.
What do you mean?
No. You'll soon hear about it. I'm just telling you before you come across it. Right. You have to know that if it's a kosher switch, it's got a kosher price as well. Yeah? But I'm just predicting what's going to be soon. Yeah? There'll be a big balagan amongst... so-called rabbis, yeah. Anyway, let's go on to our subject about scooters and bicycles on Shabbos. Yeah? Fortunately, unfortunately, I'm not now discussing the union of an Eruv. I think we said once we're going to speak about the difference between Sfadim and Ashkenazim in Halacha, that people should be more aware. But anyway, we're not going into the union of Rishus HaRabim, of Eruv. Let's discuss generally the problem of riding bicycles and scooters on Shabbos in a place where we'll start with it, a place where there's an Eruv, and then we go into a place where there's no Eruv. You should know that Ben Ishchai has a tshuva. He was asked from a town called Bombay. I don't know if you're, it's called Mumbai today, no?
Mumbai,
yeah. So, I've got, not there, by the way, my father comes from Burma, not from India. No. Slightly different. Originally from Iraq, yeah? So, there were a lot of Yidden there, and one of the people there sent over to the Ben Ishchai in Baghdad and asked him about this gari, you call it, a bicycle. Even Ben Ishchai rides bicycle, seems to be that the English word was already there. And where they can ride a bicycle. And the Ben Ishchai came with a massive chiddush. And Rav Pealim, Chelek Aleph Siman Chafei, he writes to be matir riding a bicycle on Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim. Massive chiddush. The brakes isn't such a big issue because there was a memareach, what do you want to miruach? There's no chashash. It's you're not mechaving for that, and it doesn't always happen. And it, eventually, I mean, you wouldn't be able to walk with your shoes if that'd be a problem. Yeah, kilachayat. It's also kilachayat.
Why is it a massive?
Have you ever seen Frumas riding a bicycle on Shabbos? It's undone. Is that no? He's good. He's asking good. He wants to know what is the issue. He tied as it's koyach koyach b'shus harabim. What's koyach koyach? No. Forget the Eruv. The Eruv was a wishwash Eruv. No. He used to talk about b'shus harabim. Proper b'shus harabim.
No Eruv.
Anyway, so you should know there's a few aspects to this question, but I'm starting from the last one. If already I mentioned it, Rosh Hashanah, it comes to the chiddush of Koyach Koicha. He says, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Tesvav, Halacha Yudches, it talks about Bib, about pouring from a pipe. Yeah, you've got a pipe going into you from your home to the street. Yeah? And you put water there, and it goes. You're not taking it out, but it's Koicha. Koicha. It's his. Oh, toilet. The Chazanish speaks about how can you flush a toilet when it goes to the shul, but it probably goes below tel in the Rishus HaRabim. I don't think the sewage or anywhere near the Rishus HaRabim. Yeah? So, rainwater would be a problem, gutters and all that. But anyway, that goes happen automatically. You don't flush anything.
Yeah.
Not going into that, just the principle. Yeah, the Barash HaTeva is what we call it. If not, we won't finish today. So the idea is that Koyach Rishus HaRabim, yeah, is awesome. It's a gzeira. That means Chazal asked to do something which, even though if I don't physically take it out, but I cause it to come out through my koyach, I put it here and it goes down through a channel because I poured it there. But if you put it around it in a different surface and it goes into that channel and from there it goes out, that's koyach koicha. And it's mevuah from the Rambam, the koyach koicha, they were not, they didn't answer by hoitzo, by meleches hoitzo. So he wants to tell her that riding the pedal is koyach koicha. Because you're not pushing the wheels, yeah, you're pulling at the pedals. And I say, now a bicycle is even better. Their bicycle was like a tricycle, like what you have, that the children have, that the actual wheel has attached to it, has a pedal. Here we've got a chain bichlal. So we are maneuvering one wheel through our legs, and that's taking a chain and asking the wheel to push, and that wheel pushes the whole bicycle with you on top of it, and goes, he says, that's koyach koicha b'yitzo, and Chazal won't even go is there by koyach koicha b'yishus harabim. Massive chiddush. He says, be careful that when you take the bicycle inside the house, from inside the house to outside, you should ride it. Don't take it off by hand, because then you take it from b'yishus harabim to b'yishus harabim. So make sure you're riding it already inside the house, or inside the b'yishus harabim, and you go in and you stop after you've gone into the b'yishus harabim, yeah, to make sure you... Oh, I'm getting it. I want to get there because... So this issue of koyach koicha, I haven't seen many akronim dealing with it. The truth is that Tzitz Eliezer was once asked when the Medina started at its baby stages, and Tafshin Yud Bet, he was asked by Rav Herzog, I think, to relate to a kuntrus which he brought out about policing on Shabbos. Yeah, because even though the most policemen are mechalel Shabbos, but we want to know how to handle a police force which can keep Shabbos. So one of the suggestions that Tzitz Eliezer agreed to the Herzog is that the police should go around, if it's not an emergency, obviously, with this pikuach nefesh, if it's just to go and see a scene where theft is taking place, to go and catch a gunner where there's no pikuach nefesh, to use a bicycle instead of a car. And the Tzitz Eliezer quite agreed, and Tzitz Eliezer brings Rav Pe'alim from Baghdad. He brought this idea as well, and therefore we can rely on it. And then in Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Aleph, Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Dalet, he says, I only allowed it for that instance. There's great issues with a bicycle. I'll soon tell you what the issues are. And he argues with the Ben Ish Chai about the allowance of the... Now, the Ben Ish Chai relates also to the issue of Uvdin Nechol. Why does Mishnah Beitza? The Mishnah Beitza says, I'll cut the Mishnah short, yeah? But the Mishnah talks about Zilzul of Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says that the Summa can't go with a stick, yeah, because he only needs... he can walk. He just needs to make sure he doesn't trip over. Since that's not a reason why a person should go with a stick at Zilus of Yom Tov. Zilzul of Yom Tov. Not going into that. Yeah? The next case the Mishnah gives, you're not allowed to take out, I'll read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tanu Rabbanan, en atzuma yoytzim b'maklo v'la aroi v'talmilo v'en yoytzim b'kise echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha. You're not allowed to take out a man or a woman in a chair. They used to carry people in chairs once. That was the taxis once upon a time, yeah? They used to go from place to place and used to be carried. And Yom Tov, you're not allowed to, the Gemara says. So Gemara says, Eini v'asharach Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, there was an elderly person which he used to take out in a chair. He says, no, they needed him for the drosha. He has to give a drosha, so therefore it was tzorech, and therefore they're allowed to take out. Now, what's the Indian of Zilzul Yom Tov in this? Yeah? What's the Indian of carrying someone on a chair in a Rashus Arabim on Yom Tov? Presumably, there's no Yisrael Yitzhar on Yom Tov. Yeah? Especially if you've got some kind of necessity. Yeah? So, he calls it Zilusa de Yom Tov. Yeah? The Gemara then continues and says that Rabbi Yaakov did actually witness an elderly person. They needed Tzorech Rabim. Then the Gemara talks about, later on, the Gemara says that someone went up to Eretz soil, so he was told to ask Rabbi Yaakov Baridi what halacha is a gabe kise, and he passed away. So one of his talmidim, Rav Zvika, said, I'll tell you what happened. Rav Ami answered. It says, ubilvad shelo yechatev. They're allowed to come out with a kise to carry someone, providing they don't do kituf. Kituf means that they put their chair on, arms on each other's shoulders, and that's how they carry. And Rashi says that's got more zilus than Yom Tov. Yeah, even Letzorech, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Unless they're afraid. He says, why? Because that shows that you're going for far away journeys. That's the way they used to carry someone if they're going very far. If they're just carrying like that, that's fine. Yeah? But if you're putting a kituf, you're showing that you're going. Rashi has this idea. Now, in order to understand.
Only if there's no Eiruv.
Now, yeah, I'm going to get to that. Well, because the Noi de Yehuda has his own interpretation in the soul Indian of taking out a chair. The tour in Ilchas Yom Tov, in the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Yom Tov, Siman Tavkuf Chavbet, paskens that you're not allowed to carry someone on this kind of chair, and also brings about the Summa not going with a stick because he loses the Yom Tov. It's all a question of the rabbis which go for COVID, take a special stick with silver on top, whether that's loses the Yom Tov or not. Yeah, it's all a simple question. If Elia Rabba wants to be matirit in Mishus Arabim, he didn't touch it. Yeah. So the Mogen Avraham argues with that. He says, what if a tachshit that you hold, a tachshit that you wear? So he says, no, it says in the Arabah, when you get this tachshit also if you hold it, yeah? Anyway, it's a different argument. So the story is that in Siman Tavkuf Chavbez, Shulchan Aruch brings you don't carry people on a kise unless it's tzrichim loy rabin, unless he's needed, unless there's a great necessity for it. In Ilcha Shabbos, he doesn't bring this halacha at all. So the tur does bring. Rabbi Yaakov Bala Turin brings this aloha in Ilchas Shabbos. And the Bais Yosef asks, what's going on here? On Shabbos, you like to take someone carrying outside? So says the Bais Yosef, perhaps here there's a svar of Chaynon Sesatzma, which is only an Issa de Rabbonim. Nahon? So Chaynon Sesatzma, and you're going into Rishus Arabim, yeah, even to Rishus Arabim, says perhaps the tour holds, and that's how he suggests that that's why the tour brought it in Ilchas Shabbos. You'll be allowed to letzorech rabin for going Issa de Rabbonon of Chaynon Sesatzma and rabin tzichim lo. Big massive chiddush. But obviously the Sesh doesn't bring it in Shulchan Aruch because he doesn't hold up this idea. He holds the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh. No, don't bring it in Ilchas Shabbos because purely because they hold there's no such thing. There's a head of Uvdin Dechol for Tzorech Rabbim. But Tzorech Rabbim will not allow you to do an Issur Drabonon even. Even on a Kabbalist. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to. There is a Noidub Yehuda which wants to say that the whole pshat of Neskise, why is it Zilusud Yom Tov? He's saying, the Noidub Yehuda writes, it's only a reason of Zilusud Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov there is certain restrictions in Oitzor as well. We find that Chazal said that you're only allowed to take on Yom Tov something which is Letzor. So therefore, he writes that in a place where there's no... So therefore, what's the outcome? The outcome is that since those people are carrying this man in a chair, they don't need it, he needs it. So to them it's Shaloi Letzorech. So therefore, if they need him for Drosha, so therefore on Yom Tov you're allowed to take him out because Oitzor, Letzorech, is fine. Comes out, according to Noid of Yehuden, he writes this, that if we're in a place where there is an Eruv, or on Shabbos even, where there is an Eruv, and that's how he answers it too as well. And on Shabbos where there is an Eruv, there's no problem. There's no Uvdin Dechol at all. The whole Uvdin Dechol was created, the whole Zilus of the Yom Tov was created because of the Inyan of Oitzor Shaloi Letzorech. So if there's an Eruv, even on Yom Tov, if there's an Eruv on Shabbos, where there's no problem with Oitzor at all, even Shaloi Letzorech, you can carry, if there's a kosher Eruv, you can carry a filu Shaloi Letzorech, there won't be an issue of Uvdin Dechol at all. That's where Noi Debiuda time is. Based on the Noi Debiuda, how should we deal with the scooters and the bicycles? So forget the Chiddush of the Ben Ishkav, Koech Koecho, that's a bit dodgy. There's a lot of Choshes here going in and out of the shoes. Leave it for the police. Yeah? Let's talk in a place where there is an Eruv. There is an Eruv! So there's no issue of carrying here. The whole issue we have here now is Uvdin Dechol. Do we say on a bicycle there's Uvdin Dechol or not? You should know that Ben Ishchai relates to that problem. And he tells us that there's no Uvdin Dechol by a bicycle. He writes, we don't know Mechadish Gzeres on our own. There was an issue on a kise, on a chair, which that was carried by people that Av Shamilte, a person who pushes himself with the legs. He says, what Uvdin Dechol is there? He brings a few more reasons why it shouldn't be an issue of Uvdin Dechol, and he brings the Noid of Yehuda as well. For this idea, to support this idea that there's no Uvdin Dechol.
Isn't that chicken and egg? But if it was mutter, then yeah, it wouldn't be Uvdin Dechol because you could do it on Shabbos.
Why? Yeah. There's many things.
If you would do it on Shabbos, then it's not Uvdin Dechol.
There are many things. For instance, Shulchan Aruch writes, you know how to grate cheese on Shabbos because of Uvdin Dechol with a grater. It says, there's no toichen by cheese. It's not Gidul HaKarka. Yeah? So still, there are certain things which look as if you're doing for quantities, you're doing for chol, so therefore the guy has made exil of Uvdin Dechol. So it's not necessarily something which will be also to do, there should be Uvdin Dechol by it. Yeah? Also by a soft brush, by a special one for Shabbat, you know. There's any other form of Uvdin Dechol, you should know, the gather of Uvdin Dechol is very hard to understand. Where do you apply it? I mean, sitting on a chair might be Uvdin Dechol because you sit during the week? Obviously not. Yeah, it has to be something which is nikkur that you're doing some kind of a tikkun or something, or you're doing something for chol. Anyway, good. You've raised a good point.
Like these chairs, the
wheelchair is something else. Wheelchair is big machlokes in Bank Zachorim that you can push someone in a wheelchair. Yeah, on Shabbos. Yeah,
I'm not. But if you push yourself in the wheelchair, when you've just pushed the wheelchair.
If a person cannot walk lightly, you know, those are his legs.
Yeah.
And if those are his legs, he can push himself. The chol should be able to push him. The question: someone else can push him. Yeah. Now, going back to what we talked about, so that's he relates to Akon. Now comes the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer correctly was very concerned. People who read this tshuva and Rav Pali, we might get the wrong impression that we can ride around bicycles and scooters on Shabbos. So he straight away put things in his way. He gave three reasons why one shouldn't be able to ride bicycles on Shabbos, and presumably scooters as well, I'm not so sure. So one of the reasons, it doesn't relate to scooters specifically. Yeah? Sorry?
Psia Gasa is also a problem.
But the scooter saves you from Psia Gasa. It's beautiful. You don't even take a Psia Gasa.
Huh? You're creating a speed which would never be able to achieve.
Okay. Where do we find a list to create a speed of Shabbos? Maybe you get to need it. The Bar Mitzvah, you'd be allowed to. Yeah? So you should speed up when you're next to the shul, no? Anyway. So it says like that. He brings three reasons. There's an Indian, he writes, Mishnah on Shabbos brings, you're not allowed to ride on a behemoth on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go Karon. Yeah, even if a goy is riding and you're going on the wagon, you can't. Why? Shema, It says the Gemara, why can't you? The Gemara in Beitza says. Huh? Yeah, but before that, the Gemara says, Tchumin! You might go outside the Tchum! So the Gemara says, ah, Tchumin de Raisa? So he says, no. It's Shema Yachtoch Zmura. Yeah? You might come to cut a branch when you tell people who are new into Yiddishkeit and all that, the whole idea why you can't ride a horse, or Muksa Balechaim, you can't go into this, because you might break a branch and look at you like that. Oh, what's going on here? Yeah, Chazal made the Gzeira Shem Yachtu Zmura, it was quite common then, and that's this. But says the Tzitz Eliezer, had the Gemara left with Tchumin de Oraisa, which that's what we hold by Halacha, it would have been quite happy to say that the reason you can't ride an animal, a horse, is because you might go outside Tchum. So he says, here we are. There's a Gzeira in these bicycles or these things which you can travel distances without getting tired, that you might go outside Tchum with them. The bicycle, certainly. No? So that's one reason why the Tzitz Eliezer writes is the Gzeira Tchumi. Then he brings the Chasam Sofer, an interesting Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that it says, whenever it says the word Tishboisu, yeah, in the Torah, he brings the Ramban, it means not only for Melocha you have to rest. Don't move your body too much. That's not Oinek Shabbos. He says, part of Tishboisu, I'll read you the Roshan of the Ramban, which the Tzitz Eliezer found. He says like that. Yeah. ומה שמזכיר חסם סייף ודיבר הרמב"ן כוונות למה שקורה של הרמב"ן על פי המחילתא שפילו שבוסן לא תשבו איזה שבוסן האומו והתוילה לשבו את בו לגמרי אפילו מדברים שאין המלאכות בתולדותיהם שיהיה יום שביתה ומנוחה מן התורח ומן העמל. Don't work excessively. It says that חסם סייף now and not, your body goes now and not when you go on these things, yeah? So it says that's not מנוחה. It doesn't fit with the idea of Menucha on Shabbos, and therefore he writes, that's another reason the Chasam Sofer, based on this Chasam, not to write these things which make you move too much on Shabbos, and therefore, even though at that time you're doing it for a purpose, but that doesn't excuse it. Chidush. Because the Mishpeteh Uziel, Rabbi Tzion Uziel, who was the first chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, he questioned on the Chasam Sofer, and the Tzitz Eliezer relates to it, he questioned, if that's the case, why when the Ramah writes, you mustn't go on a karol, on a wagon, he says, Shema Yachtoch Zmura, why don't you bring a nav and ad about the union of Avi Menucha? That's why you can't ride a horse in Shabbos. That's why you shouldn't. Why is it not brought down? Tzitz Eliezer gives a bit of a weak answer, but he answers it, yeah? Anyway, just for more information, we'll finish off. The third reason why he's reluctant on this whole thing of riding these bicycles, first of all, he holds wasn't even thought of in the Mishnah. Taking a chair, he tied as the opposite. That's not Zilusa the Yom. That's Zilusa the Yom Tov. Yeah, that might be Zilusa the Yom Tov. We can get out of it. The Noi Deb Yudah, we can get out of the problem of Zilusa the Yom Tov. But he says, a bicycle? So a bicycle is definitely Zilusa the Yom Tov, right? Zilusa. V'yesh lema shebenidon didan shazilusa yad meyoyse gedoyle minatzes bakis ve'uvdin dechol mamesh. He says, by a bicycle and a presumably scooter as well, that's mamesh uvdin dechol. He tied as that didn't occur to them. Carrying someone in a chair, what's the big deal? He's going, why are you carrying a chair? You're not doing anything. Here, you've been poil, you're doing something, you're maneuvering something, you're going, it looks like you're traveling. That's definitely Uvdin Lechon, says the Tzitz Eliezer. That didn't care, there's no question about it to be Uvdin Lechon. Furthermore, says the Tzitz Eliezer, Nosaf Lezir, Zegzela Shemei Etaken Mana. It's a worry of Tikkun Mana. Now, a scooter, I can't tell you, there's any Tikkun Mana in it, yeah? My child has a scooter, and only after a year the scooter broke. Yeah, a bicycle, you can tell me, perhaps the chains. They make it in such a special way that how often does a chain go off? But if there is a chashash, he says that Tzitz Eliezer, bicycles, there's great worry that things go wrong on a bicycle, quite often. So therefore, he tells us you shouldn't ride a bicycle. But if I'm stuck with the scooter, the scooter hasn't got many parts to it. Yeah, especially it's a wheeler. So what would the issue be with that? Yeah, but we've got the other reasons of the Tzitz Eliezer. Perhaps we can say the Indian of you might go outside Tchumin, and also the Indian of Oinek Shabbos of Shabboson, what it says in the Pasuk, that you have to have a Yom Menucha. But you should know it's mainly discussed in Tshuva and Ben Ishchai Rav Pealim. If you want to look at it, Chelek Aleph Siman Chafein, he discusses the length and there's a Shmotz. Some say want to say that he would retract the Tshuva. There's the Yaskil Avdi, and the Tzitz Eliezer quotes it. That Rav Ovadia Yadayah, one of the born in Eretz Yisrael, who passed away about 40 years ago, he writes that the Ben Ishchai was chozer from the tshuva. Now the truth is, I saw that tshuva with my eyes, with the Ktav Yad of the Ben Ishchai. Someone in Golus Green owns it, and he's got a little pamphlet, but he printed it in a sefer. Now, it's very hard to say that because he reprinted a certain book called Siach Chaim towards the end of his life, and he again mentions the head of the bicycle. So, I don't know, maybe in his days the bicycles didn't look like they look today, and the people didn't dress in the same way they dress today when they ride a bicycle, yeah? So therefore they looked so strange. Maybe today he would have changed his mind about it, but the Rav Avadia Yosef Tainan, the Ben Ishchai, never retracted his idea about this heter. However, the Tzitz Eliezer Tainan, he did retract it, but if you can have a look at it, it's a Chelek Chalef Simon Chavpei, and the Tzitz Eliezer is in Chelek Aleph Simon Chavpei, and also in Chelek Dalet, you'll find the Tzitz Eliezer Waldenberg. Yeah, in three volumes he speaks about it. Yeah, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Beis, and Chelek Dalet. All three volumes, and he relates to the tshuva of the Ben Ishchai, and he relates to the Indian of bicycles. Scooters, he does not relate to clearly. Yeah, that we have to note whether we can make a comparison or not.
Yeah, Rabbi, second. Yeah. Then I've got three announcements, please. Yeah.